This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. During one recent seven-day span, September 5th through September 11th, four people were shot in Burlington in three separate cases. Two of the four died. The city's police chief says this is not indicative of the current level of safety in the community.
The frequency of the last three events, you know, in such a short time span, kind of caused a little bit of a panic.
That's Police Chief Dennis Kramer.
Not to say that, you know, people's concerns are not warranted.
Kramer believes those 7 days are an outlier. He points to crime stats his office reports to the FBI each year.
You know, non-fatal shootings are down, and intimidation with a firearm are down this year.
But the stats provided to Tri-State's Public Radio show an increase in officers responding to a report of a gun or to a report of shots fired. Homicides are also up from zero last year to three this year.
We've experienced three homicides in a year before. You know, hopefully the rest of this year we don't have any more of those type of violent crimes.
The department implemented a problem-oriented policing unit a couple of years ago in response to a spike in violent crime. The POP unit works to stop crime by being proactive in the community. Kramer says as a result, crime numbers dropped last year. He says the unit was operating the first 6 months of this year as well.
And then we had some officers that left for different employment for various reasons and left the department. So it kind of put us behind on our staffing levels.
Kramer says restoring the POP unit is a top priority along with staffing patrol units that respond to calls. He says he could always use more officers but understands the financial challenges the city faces. The city council several years ago considered a proposal from the previous police chief to add six officers over 3 years. Two officers were added in year one. The last 2 years, none were added. Kramer says he will work with city leaders to reach optimal staffing levels. He says his department is working every day to make sure residents and visitors feel safe in Burlington. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.